Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A bit of a thing that's like a saying, I guess, that really applies to sports, but it applies to everything. And it's the old be careful what you wish for saying, right? And I think it applies as we start to see the Steelers get ready for the Texans in earnest today and gear up for this. It's kind of been a week where we've talked about all sorts of different coaching carousel moves. Black Monday turned into Black Tuesday, into Black Wednesday, into now Black Thursday. Mike McDaniels gets canned. It's been like a slow motion train wreck of firings in the NFL. We've sort of gone and covered those stories and haven't really dug in too hard yet on the actual opponent. But I think when people were starting to game out who the Steelers might be able to face off with if and when they made the playoffs, before that actually became something that got sealed in stone, and it took to the last play of the season to do so, the Houston Texans were, I would think, one of the popular choices. I know they were the team that kind of gunned to my head. I also said I would want to see the Steelers play in a 4-5 matchup. I think there were a couple, there was one thing that was definitely permeating the entire sort of Steelers nation as far as an opinion, a prevailing sentiment, and that was don't want any part of the Buffalo Bills in the 5 seed. That was the thing. You could talk to almost any Steelers fan. I don't really blame them either. It was pretty obvious to see why. They knew what the Bills had done to the Steelers in this building already once this year, taking a halftime deficit and turning it into the one of the most dominant second-half beatings of the Steelers we've ever seen. And I think that was weighing heavy on people's minds when they would try to game out who they wanted to see. And so the next part of that, the concurrent part of that was, well, I also saw the Chargers beat the Steelers this year. And even if the Chargers don't necessarily have a healthy offensive line, they still got Justin Herbert. And he's a cyborg at quarterback. And he's the Terminator. And he can force multiply. And he can take your best laid plans and leave them in tatters. And so almost by default, it seemed like the prevailing sentiment became, I shared it, that the Houston Texans were the best matchup. And now the Steelers have got them. And I think at least when you look at point spreads, they would be probably the team of those three I just mentioned, Bills, Chargers, Texans, probably the one that would have generated the smallest spread. Maybe the Chargers in their current state would have come in here and been less than a 3.5-point favorite. I think most people rightly assume the Bills would have been more like a 5.5-6-point favorite maybe based on previous results. And so it looks like what people wanted was also the best option for the Steelers as far as our friends in the desert or our friends at Rivers Casino Sportsbook think about this game. Get the Texans, hope for the best. Let's get out there lickety-split and see what these guys can do. I keep coming back to be careful what you wish for because I think two things in this particular instance can be true. I think the Texans can offer the Steelers the most realistic chance to get through this round and finally win a playoff game for the first time since the 2016 season, so early 2017. I think they do offer the Steelers the most attainable shot at it. But I also think even more so than the Bills, and definitely more so than a Chargers team that is reeling, the Texans also offer the greatest chance to turn Aaron Rodgers into like the knight at the end of Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, turn him basically to dust, to like break his bones, to take his will, and to make this a violent and very one-sided affair. One of those games that the Texans, I think, have specialized where they never get clear of the opponent by more than 10 points or so, but they absolutely bury them and that the game is never really close. I do think Houston has that in their quiver as something that they can throw at the Steelers and put on the Steelers. There are two extremes that exist here with the Texans. At the positive extreme, They're bad running game. They are horrible from an efficiency standpoint. Their mediocre offensive line play right into the Steelers' hands. The Steelers' pass rush gets after C.J. Stroud. They can't run the ball to put themselves in good down and distances. And Steelers keep this thing close, and because they have Chris Boswell and the other guys don't, they win the game like 16-13. You're not going to find many people who game this out to be like a game played even in the 20s if the Steelers win it, probably even if the Texans win it. So they offer you that at the positive end of the extreme. On the negative end, it's just the Steelers' offensive line that's looked much better for a while now gets overrun by, I think, pretty obviously the best pass-rushing duo in the league coming from the edge, Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, gets overwhelmed in the secondary versus their receivers because Stingley, Lassiter, Petrie can lock up pretty much everybody you throw at them. And the Steelers just have no answers with which to combat the Texans' questions that are posed. I still think right now, like we always try to get a feel for these games, Pony and I, when we infamously went up to Cleveland to watch one of the worst regular season losses Mike Tomlin's ever suffered, we were both not feeling great about the game. We always try to get a feel for this stuff before it happens. I will say this, as much as I respect what the Texans do, as much as I just got done spending 5 minutes scare tacticking on them, talking about all the things they do well, how many times I've watched them, the way they bludgeon the Kansas City Chiefs, just beat them with wrenches and crowbars, all that stuff earlier this year. Much as I believe all that to be very legitimate about Houston, as much as I respect how much D'Amico Ryans has these guys just running around hitting anything that moves, and they are a sure tackling team, by the way. I thought the Ravens were making business decisions later in that game. That's not going to happen against the Texans. Much as I respect all that, my feel for this game is not horrible. I do not feel... It's been a march to the gallows, really, the last several times the Steelers have been in the playoffs. If you were really paying attention both to the way the Ravens handled the Steelers last year and their second matchup, the way the Steelers finished the season, that game felt like fait accompli before it started. If you were thinking about that Buffalo game with Mason Rudolph, you might have been feeling like the Steelers were riding high, but they were still going into Buffalo to take on Josh Allen. I remember laughing. It became obvious that Bills game could not be played when it was supposed to be played. It would have been played in like a whiteout. You wouldn't have been able to see any of the players on either team. I was like, yeah, you should play the game now. That's the Steelers' best chance. Maybe somebody like loses the ball in the snow and no one can find it and time just runs out with the Steelers winning 3-0. Kansas City. That felt like, oh, nope, this is going to get real ugly real fast. This game doesn't have that feel for me. Not at least right now. I don't think it will. And it's funny to say that just because, again, I think the Texans can go a very long way. I think they are one of a handful of teams that could actually win the Super Bowl. They have won 9 games in a row. It's weird to say that you think the Steelers can actually handle their business against a team that comes in on an absolute tear, that the Steelers can hang in the game and actually have a path to victory, but I do feel that way.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So I put this out there to you right now. They're really getting started now. Practice gets started for the Steelers in earnest. Now it's time to get ready. Now it's time to actually think about the game. You've got a couple of days here. You've got 4-plus days to start digesting this one, to start thinking about it. Steelers came out of that Ravens game about as healthy as they could be, given how they went into it. How do you feel about their chances against the Houston Texans? Vibe check early here for a Monday night game on the preceding Thursday, but it's a playoff game. This is what we do. 412-928-9370. Do you feel like I do that as much as the Texans are worthy of respect, as much as that defense is the real bleeping deal, that it's a matchup the Steelers actually have a puncher's chance or better in? If you had put me on the old out of 100% percentage chance they win, percentage chance they lose for those last several playoff games I mentioned, I think the highest I would have gone was 30%. In fact, Pony and I probably did that game at varying points in time. This one I'm in like that 45-ish percentage range. I think the Texans are going to win, The line was 3.5 the last time I looked. But I think the Steelers absolutely can win, and probably I would pick them right this second at bare minimum to cover. And you guys know how cynical I am. I am the man who sees a silver lining and says, well, where's the dark cloud for crying out loud? As I have said many times lately on the air, oh, my steak too juicy, my lobster too buttery, the sun too shiny, the weather too nice. I think they got a shot. 412-928-9370, though. I want to know if I'm getting not lost in the sauce here. I wonder if I'm just looking at the fact that it's not Josh Allen, that it's not Justin Herbert, who we've seen have his way with the Steelers, that it's not a Jags. I think the Jags, actually, this is funny. The Steelers weren't going to play him because they won that division. I think people, if this was a 4-5, if Houston had managed to hold on, actually come back all the way back and win the AFC South and the Jags were the 5 seed, I actually think people would feel better about the Steelers playing Jacksonville because of just, well, it's Jacksonville, come on, they screw things up. No, I didn't want any part of them. I just don't have the fear factor, even though I think this is the best defense in the NFL. At worst, it's the second best behind Seattle's. It doesn't feel to me like a game that's over before it starts. 412-928-9370. That is, by the way, the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football back at our Green Tree Studios. Don, so we get ready here. They're starting to get ramped up at practice for this game. I know you are much more the eternal optimist than I am by default, and I'm already saying decent things about the Steelers' chances. I think it's a game they absolutely can win. I am not dismissing this out of hand as being the Steelers are being led to their execution. Do you have any last words for the 2025 season? How are you looking at it?
I would say in a similar sense. I mean, out of the teams that they could have played, this is the one that actually allows them to pull off a win. And I say that more because of the Texans' offense than I do anything else, because yeah, that Texans defense is nothing to mess around with. I feel like that's an aspect of the game that has been kind of slept on as we have gone further and further into this week, how good that defense is. Mm-hmm. And how they have what Aditi said yesterday, both edge rushers she voted for first team all pro in 2025. To have two guys on one team get votes like that from somebody is pretty impressive. And I think Will Anderson is a player that will likely collect one or two Defensive Player of the Year awards by the time he's done. The offense that the Texans have, they can score, but they can't do it like a team that's quarterbacked by, say, a Josh Allen or even a Justin Herbert. And I know Herbert has historically blown up in the playoffs, but still, you feel a little bit better just knowing that it's C.J. Stroud, who hasn't quite taken that next step yet, and an offense that has had its issues this year. And just for that reason alone, you feel like, okay, the Steelers can hang around in this game a lot better than what they have been able to do over the course of this drought. Because another thing with the playoff drought, the last, what, three quarterbacks they have faced? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, all three of them MVP winners.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud is not that. Maybe one day, but he's not right now.
I think if you're actually making a list of the truly most dynamic, and by that I mean just Burrow can move around a little bit, but he, at his best, is going to drop back and just survey the field and beat you, generally speaking. I think Matt Stafford is going to compete for the MVP. He's one of the short list, two guys, him or Drake May. Stafford's going to stand back there and try to beat you throwing the ball in the classic sense. Now, May is a new guy on the scene who's going to be able to do a little bit of everything, but like those are the three guys you named who also, I think, stress a Mike Tomlin defensive mind out the most, because they can do things even Mahomes can off script and with their legs. And Stroud can move around a little bit. I know you remember that game. I mean, when he went against Georgia in college, I think that was the eye-opener for everybody in the college football playoff when he was moving around throwing for a billion yards in that game. But he is somebody that wants to drop back, survey the field, and beat you. And so I think, like, from that perspective as a quarterback, that's at least more of a straightforward challenge for Tomlin than what you just described. Well, I guess Donnie is answering the phones, which is good because that leads me to my next point. 412-928-9370. Donnie thinks the Steelers have a shot. I think the Steelers have a shot. This does not feel like they are drawing dead already in the playoffs like it has the last couple of times. Do you agree? We got 4 days here to think about this. A couple shows, then a weekend, then we're almost there. Do you think the Steelers have more than a puncher's chance? Do you actually believe for the first time in a while they can really, honest to God, no one's joking around here, win a playoff game?